Hello and welcome to the first ever Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. I've been blogging about life here in Gibraltar for about 18 months now, and I've shared pictures and experiences of living here on the rock. I've loved being able to cast a little light onto what goes on in our day-to-day lives here in Gib and the interesting and creatively diverse community we live in. Since I began Postcard from Gibraltar, the virtual community I've met online has been so supportive and welcoming for a newbie to the gang. And for that, I have to say thank you very much. I've been listening to more and more different podcasts over the past few months, and I felt the time was right to have a go myself. So here is my first ever attempt at a podcast. It's just a little baby one to start off with, a chance for me to dip my toe just a little bit into the water. The time has come to experiment a little, and I'll share with you some of the sounds of Gibraltar in addition to the sights I share on my blog. In this first mini podcast, I thought I'd take you on a trip to one of the big annual events in the lead up to Christmas here on the Rock, the Convent Christmas Fair. If you've seen my latest blog post, you'll already know all about it. While I was snapping away, taking photos and buying some of the goodies on offer, I recorded a few bits and pieces too. The gloomy wet weather must mean it's winter. The main Gibraltar Christmas lights were turned on last week at the Festival of Light, and this week it was the turn of the convent to host their annual Christmas fair. Whether you like it or not, Christmas is well on its way. The Christmas fair at the convent has been a fixture on Gibraltar's social calendar for quite a few years now. Held at the Governor's residence, it's a project which is associated with the Governor's wife, although much of the planning and preparations are made by a team of eager volunteers. The aim of the event is to raise as much money as possible for local charities. Each year, the convent selects a handful of charities which the fair will support, and there are also many other local charities represented too with their own stalls. One of them is Cancer Relief Gibraltar. Their nurse manager, Gráinne McKenna, told me why they come to the fair each year.
Not only is it a great way to raise some funds, but it's also just a brilliant way to be in the public eye. So we get to see people, we get to tell them about what we do, we get to say thanks as well to everybody that actually helps us. Everything we do on the stall, everything that we sell is handmade. So it's made by people who've either used the centre or family members or people who just support us. We have a craft club that we have. We run in the evenings, every second Thursdays. And everything we do there is what we sell here. So it's a wonderful opportunity just to get out to the public, say thanks to everybody for supporting us throughout the year, and also sell some wonderful handcraft-made stuff.
And what kind of things have you got on your stall today?
So on our stall today, we have fabulous Christmas chutney, chili jams. We've got homemade jams. We've got all lots of hand-knitted fantastic toys, Santas and elves. We've got everything from cookies to shortbread to dog treats to decorations. And as I said, everything's handmade. So.
The fair really is a wonderful event and one I look forward to each year. It's just what I need to get me kick-started into thinking about Christmas. Perhaps it's time to dig out that dreaded Christmas card list and make inroads into the piles of cards I send out each year. I know so many people these days opt out of sending Christmas cards and make a donation instead. But since we got married, we've moved about quite a lot, and the annual Christmas card is a good way to keep in touch with the many people we've met over the years who aren't on Facebook or in touch in any other way. And I do love getting real post in my letterbox rather than just an email. That reminds me, I really need to get some stamps. It's time to get organised, and this year I'm determined I'm not going to leave everything to the last minute. Thank you so much for listening. If you've made it through this far, I'm extremely grateful. This has just been a tiny little experiment, and I've got loads of ideas for possible future podcasts, although they won't materialise until the new year. At the moment, I'm unsure exactly when or how they're going to happen, but I'll keep you updated on the blog and other social media. If you would like to hear more Postcard from Gibraltar podcasts, please do get in touch and let me know. You can leave a comment on the Postcard from Gibraltar website or find me on Facebook as Postcard from Gibraltar. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as Postcard from Gib. I look forward to hearing from you and would really appreciate any constructive feedback you can give me, good or bad. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And until next time, goodbye for now.